So, friends, I'm answering Cute's Midnight Musings, the questionnaire. Why am I always so awkward when I do this? I haven't looked at all of the questions yet, but from what I've seen, they look like they'd be pretty good. I might have to edit this out, because, I don't know, I want to be able to think of good answers to put, but I also don't want to spend time writing everything down. So, yeah. First one. Let's do it. If you found out that your whole life so far had been one long cosmic class aimed to teach you something, what lesson do you think you've been learning? Ah, shit, that's a good one. Well, I feel like this is going to be kind of a cheesy answer, but, becoming comfortable with who you are as a person, is that something I've been coming to terms with lately? Not just lately, but I feel like if you follow my, follow my character arc, when I was a little kid, I was really, well, not really insecure, but fairly insecure of how I presented myself. And I'm not sure if this is just now more, or that I'm realizing and looking back on it, but I don't know. You know, I'm scrapping that. I want a different one. God, these are good questions. My class would be about learning how to treat others as you treat yourself. That sounds cheesier than how I wanted it to sound, but you know, when you're a little kid and you only think of yourself and you're very id driven, right? And then when you get older, you unlock the ego and the super ego, right? So I feel like something along the lines of that. Yeah. Does it have to be specific to myself? Because, I don't know, we're all just learning the same things, I guess. If you really think about it on a basic level. Anyway, okay, I spent like way too much time on that. Second question. If sexual orientation is more of a spectrum than binary, where on the scale of 1 to 10 would you place yourself? Hardcore absolutely heterosexual being number 1, hardcore absolutely homosexual being a 10. Well, I identify as bi, so I'd say somewhere around a 5, maybe a 4 or a 6. Which one's which? Hardcore, okay, so I feel like I'd be a 5 or a 6. Yeah. Yeah, that seems about right. What single extinct species would you want to bring back, assuming that no harm would occur to current species / ecosystems as a result? I don't know. I'm gonna pull up a list of extinct species. Why is the second one the human? Fuck. Modern humans are only extant members of the hominid tribe, or human tribe, a branch of tribes of the hominini belonging to the family of great apes. That's nutty. Yo! Yo, let's bring humans back. Oh my god. That'd be so cool. Okay. Alright. We're bringing humans back. Because apparently we're not the OG humans. Yes. Okay, modern humans, Homo sapiens. are the only extant member of the Hominia tribe. Hominia tribe. A branch of tribe. The branch of the tribe Hominini. Fuck. Belonging to the family of great apes. No. Okay. Alright. So, yeah, let's bring other branches of the human tribe back. I'm just gonna go with that. Woolly mammoths would be cool too. But could you just imagine just like. Okay, never mind. I'm gonna continue. Where was I? What personality trait do you consider your greatest attribute? Which is your greatest flaw? I'm so bad at these questions because I'm so bad at like quantifying my personality. And like, I'm also like in such a state of like self-deprecation right now that it's ridiculous. And I can't even fathom like what my greatest attribute would be without someone like telling me and me being like, oh, thanks. But greatest attribute. This is gonna sound so lame, but like I care about people, you know? I care about my friends a lot. And I work really hard to maintain relationships with people that I care about, but also greatest flaw, I have trouble expressing how I feel sometimes to people, and that's not fun. Just my communication skills aren't always the best, but you know, that's how it is. Okay, cool. Let's not think about that anymore. What career were you considering right before ultimately deciding to go your current route? How different do you think your parallel universe life is in which you picked the other one? My career decisions are kind of a amorphous glob. And they've kind of started to form into me possibly doing something with marketing, but like more of the creative side, maybe web design if I like it. I'm gonna have a class on it next semester. Right now I'm gonna have to learn some Java. I would just start teaching myself. What was I gonna say? But before that, I was pretty heavily considering going into nursing, mostly because a lot of my family works in the medical field, and that's the life that we know. So it'd be easy for me to, you know what to expect. I know I'd be able to get through it. It's a pretty clear path, and you're always going to be employed because, you know, the world always needs nurses. But I know what that life is like, and I know that being who I am, I'd probably just end up being sad and tired all the time. And all hypoglycemic and bleh. Is that the life I want to live? No, not really. Okay, in my parallel universe life, what I hope, me being a nurse, oh. Okay, well, one, I look really cute in some scrubs. I'm wearing scrub pants right now. Oh, would you look at that. Don't ask me why I have scrub pants. But I ran out of real clothes. What was I gonna say? But yeah. Scrody dub dub dub. Well, okay, So, this is my life right now. So, I would be a freshman in nursing school. Maybe not the same school I am now. I don't know if I would have been able to get into the nursing program. Maybe at a different school. Okay, so I'm at this one particular school in the city. And, I'm probably like eyeballs deep in chem homework and in like all these requirement classes that I'm not that into. And it'd definitely be a lot harder than this semester for me right now. Because science. Anyway, cool. Wow. This is a nice questionnaire. I like this questionnaire. Next question. What do you think the most fun job in the world is? I want to be the entertainment on a cruise. That would be so much fun. Or, the people who test out water slides to see if they're like, and then they rate them, like on like, see like how safe they are and like how like fast and how slow and like, what age range they're suitable for. But also I feel like that'd be stressful because I'd be scared of like, flying out the side because psh, you're the one testing whether or not it's safe. So you don't know if it's safe. You'll find out if you like if you'll find out if the water slide like fucking ejects you into the air and you splatter on the concrete and that's no fun, then you're dead. Yeah. What book have you reread the most? What makes you go back to it? Probably the first Harry Potter book. One of the Harry Potters. I'm looking at which one looks the most beat up on my bookshelf. And I think it's Sorcerer's Stone. No, it's Chamber of Secrets. Oh yeah. Yeah, I read Chamber of Secrets a lot. But wait, no, that might also be because my brother borrowed it and he's really rough with my books. Yeah, probably Chamber of Secrets or Sorcerer's Stone, Philosopher's Stone. I'm American. Get over it. You're 110 years old and have finally reached your final days. Looking back on your life, what life goal do you think you would most regret not accomplishing? I gotta sneeze. Oh, that was a yawn, not a sneeze. Okay. At 110. Okay, wait, so. I'm getting so tired. So, are we talking about. Are we talking about if I had not accomplished my life goal by the time I was 110, would I regret not accomplishing it? Or, like, I'm 110. And I'm looking back and I'm like, oh, I had this goal when I was 19 years old, and I regret not accomplishing that goal. Because I don't have a lot of goals. That sounds so sad, but my goal in life is to find what makes me happy and to be happy and, yeah, make a decent amount of money, obviously, to the point in which I can become independent. That's a goal. I need to set more goals, man. This is an eye-opening questionnaire. This is good. This is a good one. So, I didn't really answer the question, but if I can't fucking find happiness by the time I'm 110, then I'm gonna be upset. I probably would have died before then. I don't know what would be keeping me alive at 110 if I was not living a happy life. So, yeah. Next question. Global warming, intolerance, political drama. We all know there's lots of things that suck right now, but let's be positive. What do you think is going to be the most right? What do you think is going the most right in society right now? What do you think the human race's most redeeming quality? What do you think is the human race's most redeeming quality? Okay. So I think society right now is pretty good at addressing our feelings. Where, you know, therapy is becoming more of a thing, and like a more widespread thing. It's just like not, oh, there's something like you're really fucked up, you gotta go see a therapist, or just like there's more of a, hey, you know, check in with me. So just as a regular kind of mental health thing. Yeah, society is becoming more aware of mental health, I think. And I feel like that wasn't so much of a thing in the past. What do you think the human race's most redeeming quality is? The human race's most redeeming quality? People have empathy for each other. We look out for each other, man. That's good, right? Alright, last question. What's your favorite food you pretend is healthy, even though you eat way too much of it for it not to actually be bad for you? Example, do you ever really eat just a palmful of nuts? Never. Well, no. They're so good. And in high school, I would eat, like, my mom would buy these giant-ass bulk bags from, like, Sam's Club of trail mix, and I'd be super hungry when I get home. So I would just, like, grab it and then sit in front of the computer, like, for like 5 hours just eating so much trail mix. That was probably a weird sound, scratching my hair. But yeah, definitely trail mix. I hate eat so much trail mix. And what else? I don't know. For some reason, I have it in my head that muffins are healthy, because they just seem like healthier versions of cupcakes, but, like, they're not. Muffins aren't healthy. But no, I think my favorite, you asked me favorite, that would be trail mix. Anyway, I did it. I finished the questions. Are you proud of me, Mom? Oh, I hope she's not listening. I hope she does not know this exists. Yikes. Anyway, I really enjoyed answering these. I had a great time. So, catch you on the flip side.